off of our calendar, July 1st. Ooh, we're in a new month, new beginnings. I love that. And the scripture is, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. That's James 1:5 out of the King James Version. How many times in your life did you want to know something and you didn't know it, but you didn't want to ask your parents because if you did, you were going to get a big lecture? That happened over and over again, and I just wouldn't ask because I didn't want a lecture. I didn't want to hear how I had been doing it wrong, or I didn't want them to go on for volumes about the thing. I just want a little answer. Well, I just love this. When I read this verse, even as a child, I'd heard of this verse, and I liked it, and I kind of held on to it, because if you ask God, he doesn't give you a big lecture, and he doesn't bawl you out. He says he upbraideth not. I like that. But the key to it is the Greek word for ask. And when we ask for something, we kind of ask, and sometimes, have you ever just kind of whined to God? You just kind of whine? Well, that isn't what this is all about. He'll give you an answer if you ask. In Greek, the word is aito, and it means to beg, to call for, to crave, to desire, or require. I like that. It means be earnest. Be earnest. Get really serious with God, and he'll give you an answer, and he's not going to upbraid you. He's not going to confront you. In NIV, it says, if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. I love it. God makes us feel comfortable being with him. I like to be comfortable being with God. That's a nice place to be. He's like a big daddy, and he wants to answer anything that we have on our heart. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the Message translation. If you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Amen. I love it. Can we celebrate that? Let's celebrate it.